Good morning. Well, US shares were hit hard across the board last night, despite the Veterans Day holiday, which kept not only the bond market closed, but also volumes a little lighter than they would have been otherwise. But it certainly didn't stop the market having its worst day in 3 weeks. We had the Dow Jones falling 602 points. That's a fall of 2.3%. The S&P 500 down almost 2%, and tech stocks struggled most. The NASDAQ fell by about 2.8%. So on the Dow, just four of the 30 companies that make up that index improved. Most of them were defensive in nature. Consumer stocks, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, and also Telco Verizon included. But Apple seemed to be at the center of the selling last night. It fell by about 5%. This is partly on worries of lower future sales. So a company called Lumentum, which is its main supplier for Face ID technology, released a profit downgrade. It warned of lower sales. It blamed this squarely on a substantial pullback in orders from one of its main customers. And the market then speculated this could very well be Apple. So companies that make components for the iPhone fell back, Lumentum included. It was down 32%. Universal Display Corp, which makes its screens, down about 13%. Chipmaker Qualcomm was down 4%, and phone memory company Micron Tech was down 4.5%. But the losses seemed to permeate across the whole tech space. We had Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Alphabet, and Microsoft all dropping by at least 2%. The single worst performer on the Dow, though, was Goldman Sachs, which fell by almost 8%. There were some reports that Malaysia is potentially seeking a refund of hundreds of millions in fees paid to the bank over work done for its troubled state fund. Trade-sensitive stocks like Boeing also down about 3.5%. No signs of progress as far as the US-China trade dispute goes. General Electric was down 7% after the CEO warned its power division is unlikely to meet its sales goals. And utility operators in California struggled as well. The wildfires are continuing there, and there are concerns about the damage this could do to some of the infrastructure there. So PG&E and Edison International included. As far as commodities go, it was mostly lower overnight. But oil was the real volatile commodity. It was up 1.8% at one stage on hopes that OPEC members are open at least to cutting supply. Then there was a tweet from President Trump in late trade saying that hopefully Saudi Arabia and OPEC will not be cutting production. That was enough to not only wipe out all the gains, but to push oil prices in after hours trade down by as much as 2.1%. The Aussie market today is set for a bit of a tumble. We held up surprisingly well yesterday, despite ANZ and Macquarie trading ex-dividend, but it's going to be difficult to replicate that today under the circumstances. Probably too much to shake off. So SPY futures down 1.2% or 71 points. Westpac's ex-dividend today as well, so it's likely to be one of the main weights on the market. We get Incitec Pivot out with some results, AGMs from Breville and NextDC, and on the economic front, business and consumer confidence figures will be out just before lunch. The Aussie dollar, 71.9 US.